New Brunswick is offering some incentives this summer. If you've always wanted to visit, maybe this year is the time to do that because of this incentive program offered to all visitors from Atlantic Canada. Carol Alderdice is the president and chief executive officer of the Tourism Industry Association New Brunswick. She joins the program now. Good morning, Ms. Alderdice.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Tell us about your Explore New Brunswick Travel Incentive Program.
Yes. So our incentive program we offered, this is a program that industry and TINB asked the government. It was one of four concepts that we presented to Premier Higgs last year. And this one was very well received, and we introduced it in July 15th last year, and it did help our operators quite a bit, but it was only for New Brunswickers. This year, the government, the province decided to extend it to our Atlantic provinces, our Atlantic neighbors. So we're very excited about that, and we're looking forward to greeting our Atlantic friends.
So if I visit and stay overnight, can I get a 20% rebate on like eligible expenses up to $1,000? And do you think people will alter their plans to include New Brunswick because of this?
Well, we hope so. And yes, you can make claims. You can make as many claims as you want, right up to $1,000. So you will get $200 back, and you have to stay a night at a hotel. Or the recommendations are on our website. So yes, we're very excited about this, and we're looking forward to it.
Why decide to include the other Atlantic provinces, though, in this Explore New Brunswick program?
Well, I think our industry has been hit so hard, as you're aware, and it was hit the hardest, and it's going to take us years to recover. And so we're trying to, as much as possible, get people visiting. And the plan, you know, with the Atlantic bubble, except for Nova Scotia, opening up very soon, that will get us people traveling and visiting our beautiful province. And then, of course, when July 1st comes, then other parts of Canada will be welcome. But the incentive program is strictly for the Atlantic bubble people.
We're speaking with Carol Alderdice, President and CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of New Brunswick. And I have to ask, are all the provincial parks, are they going to be open?
They are open now. I believe they opened last week. So, yes, absolutely, they are open.
And I also heard something about it's a fish and hunt promotion. What's that all about?
Yes, the fish and hunt promotion is something to help our fish and hunt operators. As you know, our fish and hunt visitors are mainly from outside New Brunswick or even outside the Atlantic provinces. So we're trying to help them with an incentive program as well.
How pleased are you that the borders will reopen, hopefully, and you can welcome visitors from other parts of Atlantic Canada?
Oh my goodness! It was just it was actually quite emotional when Premier Higgs announced it last week, because I had just listened to the PEI announcement and they were talking about September 12th to go green, which are no restrictions, and we just all expected it to be September here as well. Our Dr. Russell and Minister Shepherd and the Premier's office, they've all done such a great job in keeping us safe here in New Brunswick, and the vaccination. The vaccination plan is going so well. We were expecting to be 60% by the end of last week, and we were 62, and today or yesterday they announced 64.5, so we're moving up to our 75% to meet the July 1st date for welcoming people outside of the Atlantic bubble. So it's very exciting. We were the first out of the gate, I think, in announcing green so early. So we're very, very, very pleased with that.
Ms. Alderdice, how badly did the pandemic affect the tourism industry in your province?
Oh, it's just been totally devastating, as you can imagine. If it hadn't been for wage subsidy and rent relief and, you know, the federal programs that are offered, we would have a lot of operators that would have not made it. And that's why we're continuing to advocate, actually, with all the associations from across Canada. We are advocating through the Tourism Industry Association of Canada to make sure that the wage subsidy subsidy and rent relief continue at their present level until the end of the year. Because even though, you know, borders are going to open and people are going to start traveling, it's certainly not going to be business as usual for tourism operators because, they don't have any money left, right? They took loans and just to survive, and they need to have that. Those programs continue so that they can hire the staff they need to greet our guests when borders open.
Absolutely. Carol Alderdice, President and CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of New Brunswick, I thank you so much for taking time and joining the program.
My pleasure. We look forward to seeing our Newfoundland and Labrador friends.
That's great. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.